We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, if you've ever had a migraine, you know there's nothing like migraine headache pain. I have suffered from migraines for years. They're not too bad right now, but anytime I hear about a breakthrough, new treatment, new anything to treat a migraine, my ears perk up. And if you've ever had a migraine or someone you love has, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, the FDA has approved a treatment that is designed specifically for episodic cluster headaches. Dr. Dolores Santa Maria from the AHN Headache Center joins us. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really honored to be on the show and, yes, raise awareness of cluster headaches. It's really challenging to diagnose because there's a limited awareness. So thank you so much for having me.
Indeed. So that's probably a good place to start. I mean, because if you haven't necessarily been down that headache road, you may not even know what a cluster headache is.
Exactly. And before I start, I really would like to thank the FDA, Lilly, all the researchers and the patients who helped to usher forward this innovative treatment that marks the historic milestone in headache medicine. I'm really privileged to be in this field right now. As you mentioned, there's so many exciting treatments right now on the market, but Emgality, as the calcitonin gene-related peptide antagonist, was indicated in adults for the preventive treatment of migraine and was approved last September. And amazingly, for all of us, yesterday was approved and cleared by ADA for episodic cluster headaches. Again, this is a monoclonal antibody therapy and binds to calcitonin gene-related peptide itself. But again, this is really crippling disorder. And as I mentioned before, it's really challenging to diagnose because it's limited awareness. So what we know about the cluster headaches primarily was name all different names. I don't know if you heard about petrosal neuralgia, sphenopolitan neuralgia, Hortner's headaches, a lot of different names until in international classification of headache disorder specify this specific primary headache disorder that starts really abrupt. And believe me, those patients experience such a severe pain. And I will not surprise a lot of them just going to rush to the hospital because they think this aneurysm popped up or they have really bad tumor or something really bad, stroke happened, because I'll tell you how it presents. It's strictly unilateral, and that's what differs from the migraine. Diagnosis sometimes can say this is unilateral, but migraine can gravitate from one part, can cross the forehead, can present in the back, in front. Cluster patients are strictly unilateral, and also the region of the pain is above or around the eye and the temples. And in the same side, patients sometimes can experience conjunctival injection, which is another name, eye redness, lacrimation or tearing, nasal congestion, rhinorrhea, runny nose. Sometimes the forehead can swell as well as the edema or the eyelid.
Okay.
And they look at the same, they look at the mirror and they see the pupil is constricted. They think, oh my goodness, I'm having a stroke. And because of the severity, and another classification for this is the patient will not sit still. You know, like with migraines, you want to just be at home.
You just want to be quiet. Yeah.
With this one, patient will just literally pace from one side to another. They really want to get their head over their shoulders because the pain is so severe. But do you know the uniqueness of this headache? It comes in season. That's what it calls cluster, because there's some hypothalamic input to that, something with the circadian rhythms as well, because you can see how these patients experience those attacks primarily at night. But when they come, they last from 15 minutes to 3 hours, and it can come every other day, or sometimes can be up to eight times per day. It lasts, and that's the differentiation between episodic clusters and the chronic clusters. So episodic will start maybe for 7 days and can last for a year, but you have a remission for more than 3 months in between the attacks, right? And the patient will specifically say, oh, it's seasonal, around spring I have it, or around, you know, autumn or in winter. Some patients like, oh, never felt around Thanksgiving I have it, you know. But with the chronic clusters, that those attacks will last more than a year, and the remission was shorter, less than 3 months. It's a really disabling disease.
So let me ask you this. Before this new breakthrough, how did we treat this?
Yes, that's a really good question. So patient will be so extremely disabled, they will go directly to the emergency room. And the emergency room will provide some oxygen, will they give them some specific migraine treatment as a triptan, which actually showed in some clinical trials relief, specifically with the sumatriptan or zolmitriptan intranasal spray. Some patient will give them some NSAIDs. If the emergency room is wise enough and give them some breaker with steroids, that can help. But patient will normally, you know, they'll jump back on the primary physician saying, listen, it helps a little bit, but I'm back.
Because remember,
this is a cluster attack.
Absolutely.
So we never had something specific for that. And we'll just pray with the attack just kind of subside. Because, again, this is a mystery for us. We still don't know exactly what triggers that hypothalamic dysfunction, all of the cervicogenic abnormalities, you know. We have right now so many tools, and beside Emgality, that's really exciting, and I can talk to you a little bit more about clinical trials, but GammaCo device, which is non-invasive vagal nerve stimulator, showed also great response. It was approved for clusters last year.
As
that comes, you use this device and it can diverse that. The mechanism for the non-invasive vagal nerve stimulation, a little bit different. It's not calcitonin-engineered radiopeptide anymore. It's a vagal nerve. So many inputs to the brain to establish nicely that balance. We're still kind of scratching our heads saying, this is amazing how we're discovering all these pathways.
Indeed. And so Doc, again, before we run out of time, so it's pronounced Emgality?
Exactly. It's Emgality. And you use 300 milligram subcutaneous injections on onset of attack.
Okay.
And then you can repeat this treatment, and it's once a month, and you can repeat it as long as the attack lasts.
Indeed.
So once a month, you start with 300, yes.
Dr. Dolores Santa Maria, thanks so much for that. That's good news for those sufferers. And I tell you what, I'm a migraine sufferer, not a cluster headache sufferer, but I know that anything that can provide relief is welcomed indeed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.